The Reserve Bank says it wants more information about the direction of the economy before slashing the cash rate. It was kept on hold at 3.85% yesterday. Our Premier, David Crisafulli, says for many coast families doing it tough, it would have been devastating.
Let's be honest, people had factored it in. The talk, the feel, the mood, there's a lot of pain at the moment, and decisions like that matter. There will be a whole heap of people who are this morning wondering what's in, what's out around the kitchen table, because that's a real body blow at this time.
That audio on Nine. Five Sunshine Coast businesses that export their products to the world have received a boost from the state government. The Minister for Trade and Finance, Ros Bates, says the matched grants of $10,000 and $25,000 will help the local businesses finalise international deals and expand into new markets. They include Nutworks in Yandina, NoiseNet at Mount Mellum, and Progeflow Solutions at Bells Creek, which engineers industrial valves for the resources sector and is currently filling a major contract in Africa. Well, the stalemate between Queensland nurses and the state government continues following yesterday's stage two of protected industrial action. The union says they won't be backing down from their 13% pay rise demand. It's the final countdown, with a popular Sippy Downs store doing final preparations before its long-awaited reopening. The Choice Discount Store has been closed for a year after a fire destroyed everything inside it in July 2024. A 13-year-old boy was charged over the fire at the time. The building has since had its roof replaced and the store needed to be gutted, cleaned and restocked, and staff were stood down. It's now set to reopen in 3 weeks' time. And an accolade for the Woombye Pub. It's just been crowned the state's best regional restaurant in the general division of the recent Queensland Hotel Association Awards for Excellence. It was the 124-year-old pub's first entry and win at the awards since joining the Norton Hospitality Group back in 2010.